with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wonderful planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you part 7 of a 14-part series titled The Secrets of Venus, a discussion by Supreme Master Ching Hai with Supreme Master Television staff concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately, the health of our planet as well as other planets.
When we are more at peace on our table, everywhere, then there will be peace on Earth, okay? Not just in Middle East, but everywhere. Middle East is not the only trouble, warlike region. Everywhere else you look. Yes?
Yes, Master.
Everywhere else. It's just smaller or bigger, yes? And some region more magnified and more enduring war. And some region just breaking here, breaking there, yeah? But as long as we don't have peace on our table, there will be no peace on Earth. So that's why the vegetarian diet is the beginning of peace on the planet.
Yes, Master.
Yes. I wish your country all the best, though. Of course, you know that. I'm trying my best.
Yeah, they are changing now. There are many people from Jordan. They became vegetarian.
Yes, that's why I asked you guys to air all these countries' culture.
Thank you, Master. Thank you for all what you are doing for the Middle East, for all the people in the world. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure.
Especially for the animals. I'm happy that we are saving the animals.
Yes, yes, we are doing that. Look, we are. And thanks to you, thanks to all of you, your diligent effort. Very, very, very big help. Yeah, all of you, all of your work are bearing fruit. So please, have my gratitude as well and continue, okay?
Yes, yes, Master.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Hi, Master. I have a question about Iran, because you said it's not a big problem only there, but there are also problems everywhere.
Yes, yes. You're Iranian, of course you're concerned about Iran.
Exactly, exactly.
Go ahead. It's all right, love. Tell me.
Would you please shed some light on the situation in Iran? Would help the Iranian people? Would you please say something about the current situation in Iran?
I am very, very troubled. I'm very, very sad about some unpeaceful development over there.
Yes.
It also took me by surprise. Yeah? Took me by surprise. And I love your people. I think you can feel that.
Yes, and yes. They love you very yes. much.
Not just your people, of course, but of course I love people who are in more trouble. Yes? And it makes me toss and turn a lot. But I pray for your country. But I want your people to have more peace within themselves and more trust in Allah. Yes? Everything is temporary. Even the worst situation is temporary. The more we struggle, the worse it gets. And it results in more suffering and bloodshed and division between your people. Just let it be in God's hand. If we want to change outside situation, the best thing is to change from inside. Yes? Yes. We have to have peace within ourselves first. We have to have peace with other beings on the planet. And then peace will be in our home and in our country. Now, we all have to regulate what we own to the society in the karmic pattern. Overall, I think Iran is a freer country than many other countries, don't you say? Yes. You know why I know that? If you look at other countries, it could be worse. One thing, I told you already, the outside situation is a manifestation of our inner state of self. Yes?
Yes.
Okay? And the whole country's situation is a manifestation from inner self of this national population.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? So the population as a whole share the karmic connection. Yes? So even though sometimes we are innocent, we also are dragged into a bad karmic whirlpool of the collective mass. Yes? Now, I just think the Iranian people should have more patience. Yes? Whatever the situation, we should make the best of it. We should be thankful that Iran has peace in the whole nation. Yes? Because they have peace. Therefore, there are many extraordinary inventions have happened in Iran.
Yes.
Recently, I heard they even are making artificial lung right now. I have not heard that before. Heart, we heard about it, but lung is difficult. Now they are making it already in Iran. Many other extraordinary inventions came from Iran. And I'm very, very proud of your people. They're so smart, you know? And also they have peace within the country. So, it's better we keep this peace first. You see what I mean?
Yes.
Like, if a president has been voted in favor, you know, more than the others, then let it be. Let it be. Yes? There's a song of Beatles called Let It Be. Let It Be. Yes? As long as the country have peace, at least we can build up something. Yes? I learned a lot about Iran. I think it's a freer country than many other countries. Many other countries would envy Iran. Because I've seen some of Iranian disciples can come to see me. That's number one. That means the government is relaxing. You know, I don't know how relaxed, but, you know, some country could not even go out. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yes.
Before. And now I've seen some footage on TV, different TV. I saw Iranian girl, they wear jeans and they wear tight shirt and all that. And they don't have to cover their face all the time. And they go to college in jeans, they walk on the street in jeans. I don't mean jeans are beautiful more than what you wear, I don't mean that. But at least there's a freedom of choices. And I saw on TV that the Iran girl nowadays go a lot to do their nose job or whatever, you know. plastic surgery and not very expensive. And Iranian music is very modern, you know, popular and stuff. I just look here and there, and I think that your country is doing fine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
War of any kind is never a solution. War is never a solution, no matter what manner. Because some people, sometimes you want to just voice your opinion peacefully, but some bad people come in and mess it up and make it more bloody for their own benefit. And in the end, only the poor, innocent people suffer. Do you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so I would like your people to have more peace within themselves, more trust in Allah. Yes. In the Bible, it says that not even one hair that falls down is out of His will. You understand me?
Yes.
Everything works according to His will. I hope you people trust more in God. Because the more we resist the situation, the more tension build up. And I don't know how much more trouble it will be. Do you understand me?
Yes.
We should look in the whole nation as a family, yes? And maybe some member in the family are not to your liking or maybe behaving in some way that is not favorable. But we have to be patient, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We have to be patient. Better than suffering, bloodshed, division, and war within the country. You've seen it yourself. Many countries have civil war, the brother against brother.
Yes.
I have nothing to gain from your country. I'm just telling you because you asked me. Because I wish peace on your country. Only in peace can we develop anything that is beneficial to the citizens of the nation. Only in peace can we talk, you know, nicely on the table. Only in peace can we have enough mental power to think of what to do next in the future, for the whole benefit of the country. We are in the habit of wanting everything, but this world is not a place for us to have everything we want on the plate, because we have to earn it, we have to create it. Heaven is our own making, yes?
Yes, yes.
So take whatever God arranged, even if you think it's not proper. Who knows? Who knows what is proper in the heavenly plan, yeah?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
We appreciate your gracious presence for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again next Friday for part 8 of Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion titled The Secrets of Venus. And now, Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your heart be filled with joy and tranquility.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.